810 Galesburg's Morning News. Well, it's a tradition for many, and it's been going on for a long time, and that is to get to the pumpkin patch, and namely Country Corners on Route 150 just north of Alpha. It's convenient, easy to get to, and joining us to talk more about it and what's new and what's happening at Country Corner, Bruce O'Landrin himself, the owner, Bruce Curry. Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Well, fall weather.
Absolutely. My goodness, that took a quick turn, didn't it?
It sure did.
Does it kind of help you get more in the mood and more in the season for what you're doing? I guess it's kind of chilly when you're out there getting the day started, though.
Oh, it's just fine. And when it gets like this or just a little chillier, everybody wants to come out and have their last fun while the weather's still nice.
Absolutely. Well, Bruce, you've been doing this for a long time. How many years now?
This is my 32nd year and my 46th pumpkin crop.
Wow, that's a lot. And you know, it's interesting. I want you to tell the story about how you got started, because this all started with you just deciding to sell some pumpkins along the highway.
I was 12 years old. My next-door neighbors used to have a pumpkin patch that moved away. Dad said you should grow some pumpkins, so had about 100 pumpkins in the front yard, nailed a coffee can on a post and put $1, $2, $3 on my pumpkins, and every day in sixth grade, got off the school bus, boogied over my coffee can. There was $2 or $3 in there. I thought, this pumpkin business is really cool.
Absolutely. And the rest is history, and it grew from there. You know, you seem to add something new. It's gotten bigger, and you've moved some stuff around. Where do you get the ideas of the things that you add each year? Is it from talking to the people, or is it just you and your people that work with you come up with the ideas?
No, there's organizations and trade shows that agritourism is the second leading form of entertainment in the United States. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are having fun in the fall, so you just get together and talk to them, and that's how we got the corn cannon sound, that's how we got the cow train and the jump pad. It's just other farms that are doing that, and if it works for them, I make it work for me.
Oh, absolutely. So how about this year? What is there anything new or different this year that regulars that come every year can expect?
I would say that if you come out to the farm this year, one of the things that you're going to notice is how fabulous the pumpkin crop is. We have an absolutely beautiful crop of pumpkins. I mean, there's thousands of them out there. I think I've got 27 different varieties planted.
Wow.
So I'd say this year, probably the pumpkin patch itself is probably the biggest attraction, because it's just loaded full pumpkins.
What is the difference? Does it have something to do with the weather, that it's better for the pumpkins than it was for, like, the corn or beans? Is it that wetter weather, or what? Why the difference this year?
Pumpkins like it when it's dry. And,
okay.
You know, during the 2 months of the summer when we fought that drought, that's when my pumpkins were putting on their fruit. And they just put on a bunch of fruit, and they didn't rot, and they look absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
And I understand you got some pretty good-sized ones, too. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah. This is our giant pumpkin weekend. I think we've got about 250 of them to weigh from 150 pounds and up.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And they're not that expensive. You know, we only, for our giant pumpkins, you can get like a 150-pound pumpkin for like $35.
Oh, my goodness. That's not bad.
That's
not
a bad big pumpkin, right? You know, most people come out and they say, oh, we don't want to buy that big pumpkin. It's too expensive. Well, if you want the biggest pumpkin in the neighborhood, you can get one for not a whole lot of money.
Yeah, really not that bad at all. But there's just so much that we talk about. Yeah, pumpkin patch. Yeah, that's a very small part of it. So much. Of course, you're going to have the corn maze as well. Is that all set and ready to go?
Oh, yeah, corn maze is great. This year, the corn maze, you're asking about special things. The corn maze is bigger than normal. There's 10 acres of corn, which is 2 miles worth of trails. And then there's the kids' maze, and there's 5 different games you can play in our corn maze. So the corn maze is pretty cool this year.
Oh, that's great. And what is the corn maze a particular, like looking from above, picture or shape?
This year, if you look above, it's like a farmstead with a barn and a tractor and a hay rack load of pumpkins.
Oh, great! That's perfect for Country Corners. But you know, we talked about, you've got playground area, you got you know, just so many different things to do. And actually, even if somebody wants to come out, if you have maybe a little event or something going on, you got a pavilion you can rent, and just so many. There's just so much to it that I think probably people need to look at your website for one.
Yes, We have over 20 activities you can do at Country Corner. So there's hayrack rides and cow train rides and corn cannons and jump pads and barnyard zoos. And we've got the pumpkin blaster. I mean, this we got, I think, 5 covered pavilions for group outings. This weekend's supposed to be chilly. We'll have about 6 bonfires going. I think we got a concession stand. It's a really good concession stand. So, I mean, there's several hours worth of fun to have. And we are open during the week from 12 to 6 with our activities. So 7 days a week, you can come out to Country Corner and have fun now.
Yeah, and if you'd like to maybe reserve something for a group, whether it's a birthday party, a family get-together, maybe your office, something to do, something fun to do with it, with your office. Adults love it, too. 309-629-2359 is the number to call. And again, you can look at their website, country-corner.com. And if you just Google Country Corner, it's going to come up just north of Alpha on Route 150. Always so much to do. And Bruce, you mentioned the concession stand, some really good stuff. You're out there grilling, but you also got all kind of items available for purchase.
Yeah.
I mean, which
we
is a great thing, too.
We got a farm store that's loaded full of apples and ciders and cider donuts and jams and jellies, you know. And yeah, it's just, you know, we've got 27 varieties of pumpkins, corn shocks, straw bales, you name it. If you want to decorate or you want to eat something from the fall, we've got it.
And, of course, you mentioned the stuff there, the you know, fresh fruits and produce. It's all locally grown. And yep. Another thing, raspberries. You can go out and pick some raspberries yourself.
That's right. You pick red raspberry patch so you kids can tell right where the raspberries come from.
And again, as I mentioned, I mean, you know, if you even got a group from your office, I mean, it's great for kids of all ages. It's so much fun for adults too. Just a nice little getaway, just easy to get to on Route 150, and you got a great amount of parking available, which makes it pretty easy as well.
The best thing about Country Corner is there's no admission. It's affordable fun. We try to make it so that when you come out, you can have fun, and it's not too expensive.
Well, yeah, that's a great thing because, yeah, there are plenty of things to do that you can pay some extra for, but if you can't afford it, whatever the case may be, there's plenty to do without that, which is, yeah, absolutely. That's another thing that makes it so wonderful. So, man, you've been doing a long time, Bruce, and you don't seem to be slowing down at all, that's for sure.
Try not to. Just keep going, having fall fresh fun, you know. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely. Country Corners on Route 150 just north of Alpha. So easy to get to, whether you're coming from the Quad Cities or from Galesburg or wherever. It's really easy to get to. You can't miss it there. And if you're driving through that area, just be careful because there will be a whole lot of people that are turning from one direction or other to go to Country Corner just north of Alpha on Highway 150. Bruce, anything we need to know this year? Anything else going on? How about you mentioned it's a big pumpkin week. Any talk about some of the other events maybe coming up?
We've got the Giant Pumpkin Festival going on this weekend, and then the following weekend. Well, and then the best thing about this coming weekend is Monday is Columbus Day, and the temperature is supposed to be 60 degrees, and we'll be open with all of our activities, so you definitely want to come out for Columbus Day. The following weekend, next weekend, is Military Appreciation Weekend, so everybody in the military, active or retired, if you come out to the farm, you get 2 free fun passes on Bruce Laird to have fun for free.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, wow, it is. I mean, it's just a lot of fun for a little bit of money.
Absolutely. And, of course, you'll have Halloween weekend stuff going on. They have a Halloween costume contest. That'll be fun, too. So get the kids, they can dress up, or you as well, get dressed up and go out and take part in that. And just, I mean, every weekend there's just something going on. And hopefully, I said every week. You're right. I should say every day. So it's again, that's why I'm saying, man, if your kids are in school and you're looking for something to do during the day, there you go. Perfect place to go and give it a try without the kids. You might even enjoy it yourself, too.
And if you work on the weekends, the kids can come after school and have fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Well,
right.
So much going on, just so many events. And again, check out their website, country-corner.com. Route 150 north of Alpha. Bruce, always appreciate you taking some time with us. I know you're busy getting stuff ready, getting the day going there. And we always appreciate it, Bruce, and look forward to seeing you out there.
All right, if you come this weekend, we'll have bonfires. It won't be cold. You'll have fun.
Perfect. Bruce, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.